Blog Talk Radio.
Varsity Music. Emax the Image. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me. That means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula. Leave that fool alone. He settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire. It was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event, huh, where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. The Conqueror. Thanks those with Dynasty. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC. Hood Tunes Radio. Live at the Foundry. Covering Squish Fam CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN 2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it.
I came, I saw, I conquered.
We doing it.
I came, I saw, I conquered.
We doing it.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it.
What?
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 Wouldn't you like to see if you know you? Wouldn't you like to see if
Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. This is chapter 4, verse 3. That's right, chapter 4, verse 3 of Al Porter, Man in the Streets. Welcome once again. And I need to let you know that that man, that M-A-N, is an abbreviation, an acronym for Music Activism News. And you can use the number for those listening directly online. I appreciate it. But feel free to use that phone number that says 646-478-0944 as I give you three disclaimers. The three disclaimers are: disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen, not sure how long. We only have an hour, but you know how that goes. Disclaimer number three, very important. You may not want to talk, but I may take time to see what's on your mind. The Creator has blessed us to have a program where everybody's opinions are very valuable. Hey, I'm looking at that 216 486 phone number. So, you know, I'm looking at that number up there, and I'll get to you very shortly, I promise, if you give me just a minute or two, and I will be able to deal with you. I'm going to take the time real quick to say, wow, the top, top, top music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday. All right, starting from number 10 and working our way to the top one. Number 10 is Ballhead Fred. Number 9, the re-debut of my man Eastside. Got a big, heavy show coming up February 20th at the Anatomy. Woo, some hot things are happening there. T-Rilla and the U.S. Riders. More shows are opening up for them, and they are at number 8, number 7, Black House Sounds. Number 6, Lady Meatrix, big battle coming this Saturday, enough said. Number 5, Emacs The Image, OPN Cyphermania, and Bless the Mic DJ. Number 4, Cleveland Soul, more on that later. Number 3, the CD Listening Tour, Sheriff Kilroy, more on that later. Number 2, OPN Cyphermania this week, more on that later. Number 1, Mom and Pop's Hip Hop Invaded Buffalo and Scared Off New York MCs. More on that later. You know, I tell people to get their pens and stuff out. So before I go to that 216-486 phone number, I'm going to just let people know a couple of things that they can tune to, such as you can visit blackonblackcleveland.com, you know, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated website itself. That's blackonblackcleveland.com. You can check us out and see what we're about. And if you're in town and in person want to know what's going on, you can check out Black on Black Crime, Inc. each Wednesday at 14715 Euclid Avenue, the storefront, 44112. That storefront is right across the street from the Shrimp Boat. Come see what we're doing at 7 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. If you're wondering what else is going on, you can always go to the Facebook page of Alfred Porter, J.R., period. Alfred Porter, J.R., period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You know, there's a lot of Alfred Porter Juniors in the world, but they definitely are not me. Before I go to the phone call, for those who are wondering, I was playing, I started out with Concord featuring Emacs, the Image producer. The R&B voice you heard on the song. And the reason that I point that out is because it featured vocals from myself, but the I Came, I Saw, I Conquered, done, you know, 2013 era. Really? The remix is We Came, We Saw, We Conquered. Because the past Friday night, Mom and Pop Hip Hop carried Cleveland to Buffalo, New York for the pre-planned Buffalo meets Cleveland connection. In the Mom and Pop traveling van was Man in the Street, Hazy Flow, Soul City, Jimmy Mack, Kid Fresco, and CTG. Our van had food and beverage for everybody on board. Cleveland artists who came on their own was Tennessee Bobby and Blazing Flame Entertainment. Now, you know, the Buffalo Bills were upset by the Browns earlier this year. Now, it seems Buffalo artists were upset by Cleveland. Let's face it. It was hip-hop at the OHM Ultra Lounge on Main Street, Buffalo, New York. Now, there were 8 scheduled Buffalo artists to perform. Now, here's the thing. There were 3 acts who showed up. They stood in the window, Buffalo artists, that is, and they came into the doorway with a few of their entourage, and they witnessed 216-440 artists keeping onlookers in the place attention. And the Buffalo artists turned around and left, and I was thankful that I hosted the event, but I was just stunned from that reaction. Anyway, I want to thank Mom and Pop Hip Hop for allowing Man in the Street to meet our fan base. That was very powerful in itself. Let me go and see if I can see what's going on with 216-486, you are on live. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter.
All right. What's on your mind this nice evening?
I think Brent, I really don't know. So I'm just going to get my pen and paper and listen. And I'm sure I'm going to learn something.
We have a lot to talk about, and I appreciate you for doing that. Thank you.
Mm.
I'll tell you this. Like I tell people that you never know what they might be saying or what have you, but I heard another voice getting ready to come in, so I'm going to go back to 216-486. Make sure you didn't have anything else to add on anything today. 216-486. I appreciate you for just listening. And for those who tune in and let me know, hey, we don't want to listen and all of that, I'm good with that, but I always like to hear from you because you never know what you might say that might add up to what's going on. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go to, well, I'll take this as an announcement slash however you want to put it. Ooh-wee. Let's let people know that OPN Cyphermania, the road to Cyphermania, that's right, it runs through Man in the Streets tonight on our official report, that this Saturday, the 24th, Cyphermania doors open at 6 p.m. 7 p.m., the Al Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy, listening to her in East Cleveland for his CD, which will be on sale. How soon? Who can ever tell these things? Will it be that night? Will it not be? Hey, this is going to be a fun one. The CD listening to her, 7 p.m., Al Porter Jr., Sheriff Kilroy, listening to her in East Cleveland at Cyphermania, 6 p.m., the doors open at 6 p.m., 7 p.m., the listening tour. Then the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Cypher at 8 p.m. That's right, 8 p.m., the BBCI Hip Hop Workshop Cypher at 8 p.m. Woo! Black on Black Crime Incorporated Squad features King Solomon Kane, Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, Emax the Image, ooh, and somebody else that will be a surprise. Then the GMS Spitbox Cypher at 8:30 p.m., Bar for Bar Rap Battle League around 9:25 p.m., Gun Bar Flawless versus Lady Meatrice at 9:45 p.m., Bad News Remy versus Young Vito, ooh, that'll be a strong one. Then you'll have Blazing Flame Radio at 10:45 p.m., Monsters in the Lake at 11:10 p.m., with the Ladies First Cypher ending this. And that will be happening at 15453, that's better, 15453 Euclid, that's 15453 Euclid, $15 in advance, $20 at the door, free food at 6 p.m., so get there at 6 to enjoy everything, get your food, and your contact number is 216-346-8652, that is 216-346-8652. You know something? I'm glad I'm getting some of these things out of the way because at least I can let people know certain things that have happened or what have you. Big shout out before I go to that 216-904 phone number. That's 216-904. I will get to you very shortly. This will take about a minute. I promise you that. I just want to say it was a beautiful thing to be around elders actually doing something yesterday as there was a birthday party dinner at Little Africa for Judge Gene Merle Gene Capers. I mean, Judge Gene Merle Capers. That's right. 102 years old. Judge Gene Merle Capers, who celebrated her born day. And guests included Dot of Squeaky D legendary fame. From Squeaky D Records, Black Man's Army, Sexplicit, Sister Alonda, Reverend Pope, Don Bryant, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the Hugh People, Carl Stokes Brigade. It had plenty of food and performances. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And with that being said, I'm looking at 216-904. How are you doing out there?
What's cracking?
Oh, man, I'm doing wonderful. What about you, brother?
I'm just, you know, keep my mind focused, you know, just tuned in to the show. Just wanted to say a shout out to Al Porter and Black on Black Crime and GMS and OPN and everybody in Cleveland that's making this fantasy that they want us to be fooled to believe that they really working with us. I want to thank everybody for making it a reality and being out here because it's freezing, man, you know. And people at home need to know that it's safe to come out because the people out here got your back for real, and I'm really a person that went through this just last week with the police, and I know that there's people out here like Art McCoy that will come out and support whatever problem you're facing, adversity or being oppressed. I just want people to know that they are, there's people out here that's really helping and putting people, holding people accountable for their actions. So don't think that you out here alone, because the streets and the hood and all that, we got your back. White or black, we got your back. I just want to say,
right.
I don't want to take up too much time. I just want to say, you keep doing your thing, Porter. And stay
man,
up,
you
brother.
Too, man. You do the same, and thank you, brother. I appreciate the phone call from one of the realest brothers since way back when, man. So I just appreciate that. Thank you.
Always. Fist up, man. Fist
Always.
Up. Straight up.
All Peace. Right. Thank you. Peace. That's my brother calling in. One of the most legendary people of all, my man Napo, who stayed real on those zombies and those people who definitely are thinking out there and let the whole world dictate things to themselves. As a matter of fact, I'll give you some quick information before I go into another strong song that I really, really have vibes for. I want to let people know you can use this same number of 646-478-0944 on Wednesday at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Usually when I hear it in from Black on Black Crime Meeting, I tune in to Hood Talk Radio, International Politics Broke Down to a Local Level, my man Emacs and the Mindset. And then the 646-478-0944 phone number on a Friday and Saturday, that's Hood Tunes Radio at 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, my man Emacs dealing with Music Business 101. And if I was talking about one of the people on my squad for Cypher Mania this week, it has to be this next artist that I'm about to play by the name of Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, whatever.
108 Vision, you ain't ready for this. ATS, I love you for this beat, man.
Whatever. How you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways, whatever. How you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways, whatever. How you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways, whatever. How you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways, whatever.
Deadly and work left in dark. You come against me, I sink my teeth in you like a shark. I execute my words so good, you'll think I was Aristotle. You rapping like an infant, so go suck on your bottle. See, if I ran for president, I win it by a landslide. You step to me and you end up on your backside. You wanna battle me, that's committing suicide. Cause you see, I kill you quicker than some cyanide. I'm Mr. Ronnie B. Better yet, that name is Ron. I'm that lyricist, a poet. Better yet, I'm a phenomenon. This is what I say before I jump in the sack. You better call your chiropractor, cause I'm breaking your back. See, you have to keep in mind that I'm the Mac Daddy boss. And my loving is more tender than the songs of Luther Vandross. I'm always getting paid, I never worry about salaries. I got more rhymes than your body got calories. You 6 feet in the grave, cause you couldn't handle my vocal tone. I beat you punk, that's what they writing on your tombstone.
Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever. How you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways, whatever. How you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways, whatever.
Bring up my rhymes to say them at your own, but now it's all over. Your game is blown. Adoption of my lyrics for your very own reason. Sucker, don't you know that that is called treason? You heard how hard I am, and now you come a running, but you boo-boo on yourself when you hear this ruler coming. I'm steady getting famous by the suckers I serve. I'm like a butler for a rich man serving guests like hors d'oeuvres. Anytime you need a man, take a look in my direction. From head to toe, I'm nothing but perfection. After hearing me rap, you say I'm well gifted. My phone book is so heavy, Schwarzenegger couldn't lift it. I'm so bad, and yes, I'm hitting hard, dear. I manifest the funky styles like a grizzly bear. Mr. Ronnie B, yeah, I manifest these funky sounds. I'm getting paid while you at home watching Charlie Brown. You getting old, so So I suggest that you retire before I cut you up and slice you up like barbed wire.
Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically or gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically.
Al Porter, man in the streets, music, activism, and news. And I want to let you all know that for right now, oh my goodness, NWO Newsletter presents Cleveland Soul. Wow. The road to the 7 best singers and 5 best poets has already begun at the Rathskeller on Prospect Avenue. A new movement has ignited in Ohio every Sunday from January 2015 till April 2015. Two Soul Brothers will be building towards a huge concert drop and CD-DVD release of The Road to Cleveland Soul. When we started, we had awesome talent come through the door. We didn't expect such a great turnout of beautiful people and with something to say and singers with voices like angels, but that's what we got, says Al Porter Jr., senior member of Cleveland's Black on Black Crime, Inc. My job is to provide a platform for really talented people who just need exposure, says Suave Gotti, founder of the Ohio Hip Hop Awards with De La Rand Jackson. Auditions start at 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. every Sunday for those who want to try out for the show. Every week, Cleveland Soul will be developing Cleveland's undiscovered poets and singers into notable artists. The strength of Cleveland Soul comes in the form of providing free artist development to the 7 best singers and 5 best poets. Cleveland Soul Season 1, we will be providing lights, camera, and professional camera crew set up to capture the raw talent that our studio audience needs to behold. Rathskeller and Legendary Bar and Grill in Cleveland will provide great accommodations of terrific food and spirits, 50-cent wings, and $5 mixed drinks for the ladies. Okay, that's one thing that's down. Next week, we'll be dealing with the RTA cops. They're at it again. And then we also have to deal with the fact that, wow, Martin Luther King today. The Martin Luther King day I spent 2 marches watching 3 comrades get arrested. Watching, at least it was good that 2 of our black councilmen showed up to represent. Wait a minute, it was 2 white councilmen. Never mind, we'll be dealing with all of that next week. And then the fact that there was a memorial service held for the city of East Cleveland today. That was very, very amazing in itself. So it's kind of like, wow, do I really want to deal with all of that or not? There's a policy I always have that if I see somebody who calls back in, I'll go back to the phone line and check with them, because people know if they hang up and they call again, that means they might want to have something to say. I'm going to get into one topic that I have not been able to get into real quick before I go to the phone line and play another track. Well, real quick, I want to let people know that the Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is on voiceofradio.com Thursdays at 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, as well as the fact that the Art McCoy Radio Show. The Art McCoy Radio Show is on Sundays, 5 p.m., WERE 1490 AM. That's Cleveland Standard Time. And that's at www.newstalkcleveland.com. And those are 2 things that are out of the way. But there's one story that I have not gotten into that I found very interesting. And I just wanted to throw it out there for people to think about. I know I'm going to be in trouble for this one. But you see, we have so many urban churches, black churches, the historical black church, whatever they decide to call themselves. Every neighborhood, you know, has at least one in the urban area. You know, now, except in Cleveland, Ohio, between 10-5 Superior to St. Clair, where we have maybe 50-plus churches, and the neighborhood's messed up. Now, if you know about Death Row being a label out in California, I call 10-5 area between Superior and St. Clair Church Row. But that's a different story. Anyway, I just want to say that I blame the pastors for not standing up, working together, and developing a plan in spite of positive religious messages, a.k.a. prayer without action is an inaction. Now, hip-hop has given so many positive songs, but some of those positive rappers have failed our community for almost four decades. Yes, I said it. Positive rappers, not gangster rappers, have seemed to have failed us. Now, you know the Grandmaster Flash, the Furious Five, Run DMCs, It's Like That, Dynamic Four, It's Not Right, Disco Four, School Beats, Jekyll and Hyde, Fast Life, Divine Sounds, What People Do for Money. There were so many positive songs from the old school. But unfortunately, these artists failed the community like a lot of black pastors. Why didn't some of those artists make their message reality by joining together, buying property, even opening schools across the border to teach values they were speaking on? Afrika Bambaataa, he at least worked with gangs by himself. Now, just think what would have happened if more artists had joined up alongside a brother like that. When crack reared its ugly head, many MCs made songs against the drug and gang violence. So why, besides KRS-One's Project Heal and Chuck D Invaded College Circuits, why didn't other artists get together to push a lot of anti-crack campaigns? You know, a lot of artists spoke on the subject in the mid to late 80s. Now, the late 80s through the 90s had many artists who spoke on the red, black, green, Afrocentric Know Yourself. Now, besides Paris, who recently in the past few years, he created Gorilla Funk to deal with revolutionary artists so they aren't censored like he was back in the day, you know, with his Bush Killer and all of that. But why didn't other revolutionary artists band together to open Afrocentric schools or put money in the Afrocentric curriculum? You know, every artist has cried about the Illuminati recently. But Professor Griff, at least, out of all the artists who talk about it, he breaks it down consistently from YouTube to even radio blog talk. Now, you know, I wrote a song called 137 Rounds in February 2013. The remix was 137 Swish Fam Summer 2013. Instead of talking, I walked it as being a member of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Vice President, marching, protests, free family shows. Now, there's another group, Forgotten Soldiers. They made a tribute song for Tim and Melissa of the same atrocity, but they handled the entire sound system for the two-year anniversary. You know, talking the word but not bringing it into fruition to others and giving life lessons on the mic, what are you doing in real life? I mean, I want to give a shout-out right now to people like Ballhead Fred, who's taking the time to give out free DVDs to anybody he meets, from Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, to all kind of different things. Sell out Africans, you name it, that man will give those DVDs out in a heartbeat. And he says it's his job to raise the conscience of people. You know, I give credit to my man King Swisher, who has started to get out there and do a hell of a job leading. But I look and I ask people, just what are you all doing out there? I want to take the time and see if my people was just calling to listen back into the program, or if there was something else they wanted to add back into it at that 216-904 phone number.
No, I'm just listening.
Ain't no problem, but I had to make sure. So I thank you once again. All right.
Doubt.
That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate people who listen online, those who call to use their phone to listen. And I'll tell you what, this is a guy that I'm using on this hip-hop workshop cypher, is Cypher Mania, this coming week to open up. If you go open up with a nice squad. This guy right here, producer, he DJs, been knowing him for years, Emax the Image, and no, the guy may not rap, but check out the vocals.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, yeah. Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, a
cause I'm looking all around, looking for my girlfriend, and it's going down. I'm a single man, no games to play, looking at you, baby, from your head to your face, cause I like you. This is what it is. Won't you try to turn around? I'm handling my biz. I'ma get you. Girl, come to me. We can go all night if that's what you like.
Well, yeah. I'm in the club. In the club. In the club. Looking for my girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Girlfriend.
Well, I'm in the club. In the club. In the club.
Cyphermania this coming Saturday. For those people listening online, such as the 216-486 phone caller from earlier, and even Brother Napo, I'm going to send a track out that I know you both are going to like in just a few moments. You all are going to say, wait a minute, and trust me, you'll like it. I had to go back to dig this one up. But first, I want to let people know, 216 Radio, 89.3, that's midnight. Saturdays, Cleveland Standard Time on WCSB.org. That's 216 Radio, 89.3 FM, midnight Saturdays, Cleveland Standard Time on WCSB.org. Also, other shows that have really shown us love. You can go to Facebook or Blog Talk, Who Has the Power Radio, The Gambit Radio, or Bored and Restless Radio, Miss Contagious. Those are three different shows you can definitely check out. And I always want to give a shout-out to The Butters. The Butters, which is on 91.1 FM Monday mornings at 2 a.m. Yep, you missed it today. But anyway, Monday mornings at 2 a.m. on WRUW.org. And the reason that I love to do that is the more connected we are, hey, I hope that makes more sense, or a lot of sense that is on that. You know, I'm having fun here. Trust me, those stories that I will be doing about today's Martin Luther King marches, the two that I was involved in, and the East Cleveland Burial. I definitely have to speak on them next week. I almost lost my voice out there, but I tell you, it was very, very interesting that not a black councilman came out to the march. You know, I didn't expect them councilmen to come out, but Councilman Matt Zone came out and walked the first 4 miles, and Councilman Cummins came out and walked 4 miles early, took a break, and walked the other 4 miles. I don't have anything else to say. Anyway, I want to let people know real quick that Sheriff Kilroy, the only West Side listening tour with CDs for sale, will be Thursday, January the 29th, 9 p.m. until at 134 Lorraine, Ohio. That's 44111. It is free at the Frosty Beaver featuring former Z1079 DJ, DJ Jay Fresh, who started Z1079's Home Jams. That's right. Real quick, he came from, I do believe, the WJLB Detroit area, comes to Cleveland and says, wait a minute, how come nobody's playing any Cleveland artists? And they told him there, man, Cleveland artists don't have talent. And he had to fight to get it on once a month. Then it started going to the weekly and then the weekday and all of that. So for folks who don't remember, hey, a shot of rum, real urban music, and then Blast FM radio and all of that, I'm thankful that brother said, hey, I want to stand behind the CD that's coming out, so that'll be coming up shortly. You know, if that other story I gave you all earlier is going to get me into a lot of trouble, I imagine that the next story that I say when I start talking about blessings and cursings will probably get me into more trouble. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to cop out real quick and go to the track that I talked to you all about and say that this guy, Swab Scott.
I'm all about the DNA. I wrote my first rap in 82. Yeah, I'm an old timer, but I can still open up your mind like vagina. Rush like Ernest Viner, clock green like Lima. Bean on the scene is the lyrical rap designer. Yes, it's the S-U-A. Buddha bless you, say. Those who oppose are laid to rest, you may. Remember me, old school, making fucking songs. Back when your mama was playing Donkey Kong, I used to taste apples, but no nasty girl could put their hand on my classic curl. Now who's the man to represent C-Town? I let them know everywhere I put my feet down. Cause deep down, we can put a foot in each town. Tell us to bow down, come here and get beat down. Cause we cap peel, crack grills, and crack deal. Don't sleep on 216, these killers pack steel.
Monthly What's up? Oh, yeah, you trying to hook up with the GMS advertisement? Yeah, but look at here. You start out as low as $15, you know what I'm saying? Be looking for, like, a full page. We can work something out. You trying to get some color with that? Word.
Must I be like that?
Of course, a lot of people, that's why I say I knew Napo knew. I know our other phone callers heard his music plenty of times. That's my man, Suave Gotti. He'll be at OPN Cypher Mania. The road to Cypher Mania runs right through Man in the Streets tonight. I'm just, like, a little bit upset that OPN ENT stuck the Spitboxer Cypher Mania right after the Hip Hop Workshop Cypher Mania. Because anybody who knows Suave Gotti knows that man is a beast. But anyway, I just want to let people know. Ooh, and the reason I do this is so we're connected with different other programs beside this one. You can always check out the EAT Network. That's online. That's the EAT Network. That is definitely online. They showed a lot of love for what it is that we do. Got to show that love back. I know I'm going to be in trouble as soon as I say this. Story. Blessings, sometimes we overlook them. We say things, you know, you want to hear, and say some things sometimes you want to hear. But first off, whenever you could get paid for playing a kid's game and make millions and garner stardom as an adult, that's a blessing. Now, I live in Cleveland, so let's start with Josh Gordon. In the end of his college years, Josh had a troubled and checkered past. And had questions if an NFL team would pick him on draft day. Now, he was blessed to be drafted in the NFL, and he turned his blessing into a cursing by testing positive for drugs. Now, after missing a couple of games, you know, last season he almost ended up the league's wide receiver. That was last season, not this season, but last season. Think about it. He missed a couple of games. And before the 4 o'clock game started, he was leading the league in receptions for the Browns. Now, the blessings became a curse during the offseason when he tested positive again. This time the NFL said he might miss the entire 2014 season, or at least close to enough games. But he again was blessed when the league and the union shortened his expulsion, allowing him to return. Blessings. A pint-sized quarterback makes a college name for himself by accurate passing speed and agility. Even though he had great skill, people weren't sure if he would be picked highly by any team, but the curse turned into a blessing as the Browns made him their number one draft pick, thus earning the name Money Manziel. The blessing turned into a curse as Money Manziel was on Instagram. Middle fingers up, surrounded by cash, club hopping. The blessing started as he got a chance to start. Unfortunately, the curse came in the form of a fight in a downtown club and also an altercation in Austin, Texas bar, which leads us to the worst curse with Josh Gordon and Money Manziel were having a holiday party at Johnny's house 2 days before the last game of the 2014 season, where the whole season was already a cursing for the Browns. Now, the following day, Josh Gordon was suspended for coming late to practice, and after the big party the night before, Money Manziel was suspended for missing his medical treatment. He didn't even show up. A season-ending injury. As a matter of fact, don't know if it's a blessing or a cursing, or maybe they're filming Dumb and Dumber Part 3, the Chronic Tour, as they were both seen, party buddies in Aspen, Colorado. Now, last Friday, you know, I was talking about blessings when General Donna Walker Brown called me. You know, at my home, we've done a lot of work and stuff. And she reminded me of how the Urban Education Justice League had fought to keep Ginn Academy open when the Cleveland Public Schools decided it should be on the chopping block. And I remember Ms. Brown giving Kevin Caldwell and Jeff Johnson info to keep the school open, which was a blessing. The legacy of Coach Ginn teaching the young Cardale Jones, who would win the first national championship in college. Wow. That was a strong blessing right there. But education in college is an important key. Now, the more Donna and I reminisced, she asked about a blessing and if God had allowed him to finally be able to accomplish one of God's major directives, which is to take care of your family. We're getting somewhere with this one. To take care of your family. Now, after this, I told her that Cardell will only have to wait one more year, and he at least has an education. Now, Donna reminded me that Josh Cribbs, Shaq Diesel, and many others came out early and went back to college. Went back to college after they turned pro. And that is why Shaquille O'Neal is called now Dr. Shaquille O'Neal, which is prevalent. And if this young man has had a rough time and family, then isn't it his job to make sure his family is taken care of? Now, Donna also brought up the fact that men with their living already made, such as Councilman Conwell and Johnson, have a lot of nerve in not helping the young man see the big picture of injuries and better quarterbacks on the college scene. Now, when I talked to EP and Most Electrifying, Voice of Radio, which is also on Friday, I was surprised that they felt the same way. Now, EP stated college sports are for one reason, to not only get an education, but if you win a championship, it's time to spread your wings and fly. I'm like, wait a minute, what did you say? He said to spread your wings and fly. Now, everything a quarterback could expect to do, Cardell was able to do in 1 month's period in three games. Now, Most Electrifying also said he was guaranteed. Cardell was guaranteed a high draft earning, at least $600,000 to a $1 million-plus to start, and bonus tennis shoes, power drinks, etc. EP further pointed out that six of the last seven quarterbacks who went back to college ended up riding the pine at some point, as well as the fact that Cardell isn't promised the starting college job, and he has to stay healthy to keep injury-free. Now, we hope that no one from council, like the council people, won't use the young men to further their own political careers by having him seen at festivals and showcased for political gain. You know, the mayor seats are up around 2016. And we pray that this won't end up being a curse, that our man will definitely stay healthy and all of that. I'm going to go down here because, like I say, I want to take the time. Since I set one track up and out, I'm going to send this next track out to everybody who was out there today. They know why they were out. Let's get it along with Swish Fam, the remix and all of that. We'll be back shortly.
Black on Black.
Black on Black.
OPN.
Swish Fam.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings. So I'm Caucasian and a Zimmerman, I'm in a Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twine jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery.
Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye. To represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey, 137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey, 137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we're living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison system. This world we're living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison system. Touche. Still, I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one, no one up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, standing out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pigs ever did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
And because she asked for it, I got to give one of those infamous, did you have the nerve to call me when I'm on the radio? Shout-outs to Sandria. Wow. Got to give you that infamous shout-out. Anyway, I want to read from one of my favorite novels right now. It's The Investigation of the Cleveland Division of Police, United States Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, United States Attorney's Office, Northern District of Ohio, December 4th, 2014. Yep, I want to read just a little bit from it. I was able to read, like, a few things before, so I want to just read just a couple of things real quick and say that the principle among the systemic deficiencies that have resulted in a pattern or practice we found is the division's failure to implement effective and rigorous accountability systems. Force incidents often are not properly reported, documented, investigated, or addressed with corrective measures. Even limiting a review to the records actually generated by the CDP supervisors throughout the chain of command endorsed questionable and sometimes unlawful conduct by officers. We reviewed supervisory investigations of officers' use of force that appear to be designed from the offset to justify the officers' actions. Deeply troubling to us was that some of the specially trained investigators who are charged with conducting unbiased reviews of officers' use of deadly force actually admitted to us that they conduct their investigations with the goal of casting the accused officer in the most positive light possible. This admitted bias appears deeply rooted, cuts at the heart of the accountability system at CDP, yep, the Cleveland Police Department, and is emblematic of the types of practice that justify our findings. Another critical flaw we discovered is that many of the investigators in CDP's Internal Affairs Unit advised us that they will only find that an officer violated division policy if the evidence against the officer proves beyond a reasonable doubt that an officer engaged in misconduct and a reasonably high standard reserved for criminal prosecutions and inappropriate in this context. It should not be surprising, then, that we found that CDP disciplines its officers for improper uses of force at an unreasonably low frequency. For uses of force during the time period we examined, only 6 Cleveland Department police officers were suspended for any period of time for improper uses of force. Discipline is so rare that even CDP claims that no more than 51 officers out of a sworn force of 1,500 were disciplined in any fashion in connection with a use of force incident over a 3.5-year period from 2010 until early May 2014. Wow, they're almost Christ-like. However, you know, perfect. Anyway, however, when we examined CDP's discipline numbers further, it was apparent that in most of those 51 cases, the actual discipline imposed was for procedural violations, such as failing to file a report, charges were dismissed or deemed unfounded, or the disciplinary process was suspended due to pending civil claims. A finding of excessive force by CDP's internal disciplinary system is exceedingly, wow, rare. A member of the Office of Professional Standards, which among other duties has been charged with investigating use of deadly force incidents, stated that the office has not formally reviewed a deadly force incident since 2012. CDP's systemic failures are such division is not able to timely, properly, and effectively determine how much force its officers are using and under what circumstances, whether the force was reasonable, and if not, what discipline change in policy, training, or other action is appropriate. Instead, they are too often working in a reactive crisis mode, responding to the latest highly publicized event. With that being said, people, that means we're in trouble. I want to leave out with something that is extremely troubling in itself, and here's one for the Department of Justice. Tanisha Anderson, mentally ill woman who was body slammed to the ground, effectively murdered by the police. I'm trying to figure out a different way to put it, but anyway, effectively murdered by the police after her family called for an ambulance. One of the six cops involved in her situation, Officer Scott A. Aldridge, he was suspended for 3 days, no, not for that, but for an April 2013 use of force incident without pay. So he did something in April where he was suspended for 3 days and wasn't paid. He also had disciplinary violations for his involvement in the November 29th, 2012. Why does that date sound for me? Oh, okay. He was involved in the November 29th, 2012 police chase that killed Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. Wow. He was engaged in pursuit with no authorization. He disobeyed a direct order to stop pursuit, and he had excessive speed in a residential area. Wow. And you wonder why some of us do what we do. Anyway, before the road to WrestleMania, and we take it to Lady Meatrice, which I think we could do, why not do that? I just want to say may everybody stay safe, fist up, fight back, hands up, don't shoot. Whew, I can't breathe. It looks like some of us have to become the inhaler for those who can't breathe, stand in that gap, and look out for those around us. 45-year period, I am very humbled because I've never seen so many different groups work together to end such a vile threat. So, you know, before I stomp on out of here with the lady who's going to be in a major battle this coming Saturday evening, I just want to thank everybody who chimed in, everybody online, even the ones who called in and let me know under no circumstances, no circumstances at all did they want me to put them online. And I had to respect that while the music was playing. I just want to say thank you for everything. I appreciate being there. May you be blessed. Stay protected. Did I mention that we had no black councilmen show up, only two white ones? We got to talk about that next week as well as all the ones who showed up, what happened at the marches, and say a prayer for those three who were arrested for standing up for the people. There were three arrests, and we'll talk about that too. Let's go out with our sister. Let it bang. Lady Meatrice. Peace.
Slim people, so I got to see. I'm not letting it bang to shoot or kill a nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'm letting it bang to celebrate Lady Meatrice, spice it up being in the motherfucking building.
See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Make it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker.
like rain. Rounds after round, I'ma let y'all hear my pain. You can hear the hurt in my voice, but you don't know what travels through my brain. Misunderstood, see, I take it out on my veins. I'm not suicidal, maybe a little insane. But when I'm on the stage, see, my attitude is contained. Always the same person to the fake ones that strain. Ain't married to the game, but for years we've been engaged. And on our wedding night, see, I'ma let it bang. Back like Eddie Kane, I wish raindrops would fall. I need it all. Sending out presents like I was there.
Let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucker, rain. Make it rain, rain, motherfucker, rain. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucker, rain. Make it rain, rain, motherfucker, rain.
Strike with the 4-5. Did 11 times, 20 victims, that's 11 plus 9, when it rains, that's your damn sign, black, white, or Puerto Rican, see I'm colorblind, grew up after, so don't cross that line, get them every time, only 23 in my prime, been a bad dime, and I'm up from the Amazon, I got the ring after the heat, so I guess I am the grind. Green for the money, go for the honey, bitch up, down, wine. What Beyonce say? Bitch, bow down. A dog from a puppy, call me bow down.
See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucker, rain. Make it rain, rain, motherfucker, rain. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucker, rain. Make it rain, rain, motherfucker, rain.
Since age 11, this game chose me. Fitting 6 lines only through 4-3. The star of my craft called me Little Kobe. Listen to my words, man, you could OD. But for Little Wayne standards, I had no worry. A blessing to this world like the cage bird who sings. Then the diamond in the rough, just waiting to be clean. I finally said it's enough, I was born to do my thing. See, it's now or never, so oh my God, a friend. All the trophies that could fit on my mantelpiece. Don't just in the storm, make it a catastrophe. Let the sun shine after the